Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Tyler O'Neill, who's written a very interesting article about the subject of the Obamacare would-be replacement bill. And you can read more details at pjmedia.com. Tyler, welcome to the program.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Okay, now, some people are calling this new bill, this new proposed bill, essentially Obamacare light. Is that fair?
In some ways it is, in some ways it isn't. It changes a lot of aspects of Obamacare, especially when it comes to the Medicaid expansion. But there's a lot in there that it keeps from Obamacare, from Obama's signature health law, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, rather misnamed.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually three phases to it. The first phase that we've seen has been called Trump Care, Ryan Care, Obamacare 2.0, Obamacare Lite. That we actually have the bill for. There are two other phases that Trump and Ryan have talked about. One of them is giving strong powers to the administration to curb Obamacare's regulations through the administrative state. And there's a third section, which is going to be another law through Congress. But actually, I wrote a piece last night that came up this morning about House Bill 1313, which I would say isn't replacing Obamacare. It's not even Obamacare light. This bill is Obamacare heavy.
Ooh.
What I mean by that is that it takes a section of Obamacare that's very controversial, and that's the workplace wellness program expansion, and it actually bursts that wide open, getting rid of protections for genetic privacy in a law known as GINA, and pushing for strong powers that would allow employers to penalize workers if they didn't want to go through genetic testing or other forms of workplace wellness programs.
Whoa, genetic testing. You mean, can you clarify that? I mean, just expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so according to a 2008 law, Americans have genetic privacy rights, which prevent businesses or group insurance programs from asking them to undergo genetic testing. And genetic testing is a new form of understanding health problems, you know, in the wake of the Human Genome Project,
mm-hmm.
we can go through each individual's DNA sequence and see what sort of diseases they're likely to struggle with throughout their lives.
Okay.
It would make a lot of sense for some, you know, healthcare programs to get that information, but it's very, very sensitive personal information. So this 2008 law said that you can't ask people to undergo this sort of disclosure. This new law, which,
wow.
you know, this new bill, H.R. 1313, which seems to be like it will be part of Obamacare replacement step three, actually gets rid of those protections and says that employers can ask you to go through this testing. And if you don't do it, they can penalize you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, if they so desire.
Well, this is like Brave New World. I mean, this is like science fiction dramas, you know, come to life. Like, you remember the old movie Coma? I don't know if you remember that, but they had this movie where at the end of the day, all these human beings who were normally good and well-functioning and so forth were actually all made into zombie-type people so that they could farm out their organs. And, you know, it's just awful. Anyway, it seems scary. It seems like the government shouldn't be deciding who gets to live and who gets to die and all those kinds of things. But, you know, Obamacare is so bad, it's certainly worth starting all over again. But I guess the Republicans are not interested in starting all over again. They're kind of trying to hobble together something that they can get past the best they can do? Or what do you think?
There are a number of problems with what's going on. I think that Paul Ryan, and I mean Hugh Hewitt, had a good segment explaining Paul Ryan's thinking here. They need to pass a bill that fundamentally changes Obamacare, and many of us conservatives would say repeals and maybe not even replaces Obamacare. But Ryan's thinking is we need to get this through the House and the Senate, and we can't do it as normal legislation because otherwise it would be subject to filibuster by the Democrats. So he's crafted a bill that would change Obamacare, but it wouldn't get rid of it. And the idea is to be able to get that 51 vote threshold so that it could actually become law. Because the way that the Senate works is if we actually had the good, robust debate about how our healthcare system could work after repealing Obamacare, Democrats could keep any legislation from getting passed. So it makes a little bit of sense what Ryan is doing here, but there are many conservatives who say that they're abandoning their promises. Americans for Prosperity powerfully came out last week saying the bill that's before Congress falls short of Republican promises. They had an event called You Promised to Repeal and Replace Obamacare, and that's not happening.
Well, they're trying to do it, it seems, but you know, is this one of those things where the cure could be worse than the disease?
It's too early to tell. There's been a lot of good discussion about this bill, especially in conservative circles, that the cure may end up being worse than the disease. I think the biggest problem is if this bill passes, if we get the Obamacare light, Trump care, Ryan care, whatever you want to call it, if it gets through and if our system doesn't markedly improve, suddenly the issue goes from, you know, we're opposing Obamacare and the Democrats to the Democrats saying, oh, the Republicans messed up health care.
Mm. Well, if you like your doctor, can you keep your doctor under this new plan? If you like your plan, can you keep your plan under this new plan?
It's too early to tell. From what I've seen about the plan, there's nothing to expect that you won't be able to. Ryan said that was the goal. But then again, you have this phase two and phase three, which we know very little concretely about. And if the administrative state changes rules by leaps and bounds in phase two, you could lose your doctor. You could lose your plan.
Mm.
Nothing is clear at this point.
Okay, the people who have favored market-oriented reforms of the healthcare have so often harped on one thing over and over and over, and that is allow for insurance competition across state lines. And if you did that, that would help drive down the medical health insurance costs. Where does that fit into this new Obamacare Lite, you know, or whatever you want to call this thing?
Yes. So last Tuesday, Trump made a splash by coming out and saying there will be three phases of this program. And I don't know if you remember, but in the debates, there was this famous exchange between Trump and Senator Marco Rubio. And Rubio quoted Trump, and he went through it almost like Trump was an automaton and said, and lines around the state, lines around the state. Well, Trump did promise to get rid of the lines around the states so that you could buy health plans from other states, like you're saying, and that's a very important section of his overall plan. But that doesn't come until stage three.
Oh.
What we have right now is the stage one bill, the American Health Care Act, which, as you noted, unfortunately, even Vice President Mike Pence seems to be supporting. You will also have this very vague phase two, which is Tom Price, Health and Human Services Secretary, changing the regulations around the law. And then you have stage three, which Trump immediately promised will have this provision, which is so important. But it also looks like it might have the genetic testing bill, which I'd say is a very scary prospect.
Yeah.
So we don't know yet. And he's promised it's in phase three, but
I understand that there's some Republican senators who are opposed to this bill. Phase one, phase two, phase three. I mean, phase one is what we're dealing with now anyway. So how about that?
Yes, there are three prominent Republican senators. You might have heard of them. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, and Utah Senator Mike Lee.
Those are three of my favorites.
Yes.
Especially Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. I've interviewed Mike Lee. He's terrific.
He is. He knows the Constitution and what it takes to defend the Constitution backwards and forwards. And when I see the three of these strong conservative stalwart Senate warriors standing on this side of the bill, I mean, that has the potential to stop the bill from going through, but it also tells you what you need to know, especially when, you know, the Heritage Foundation, the Club for Growth, Freedom Partners, Americans for Prosperity, they've all come out against this bill, and these three stalwart senators won't back it. And the GOP can't afford to lose three senators on this. If they do, it's 49 votes to 51, and you can't even pass the Senate.
I wonder, could Paul Ryan maybe take it back and see if they can fix this thing to get it to be acceptable to the conservatives? And I don't mean it. I don't mean in terms of political fawning. I mean in terms of the core principles, what we really stand for.
Yeah, no, and that is the key question in Washington right now, because, you know, I've heard Kimberly Strassel reported in the Wall Street Journal on Friday that President Trump sat down with some of these conservative leaders, with the Heritage Foundation, with AFP, and spoke with them about what they want to see in this bill.
Yes.
She suggested that we can make a conservative deal out of it, and I would really hope so, but what we have right now is an untenable situation.
Yeah. Okay, so where does it go from here, sir?
Were I in control of Washington, we would go for the plan of repeal the bill first and then discuss a replacement, and Democrats would actually be open to ideas coming from the other side of the aisle. But that's not going to happen. What we can see is hopefully some conservative pushback, and I highly encourage everyone to call their senator, call their congressman, and let them know that we need to do something more drastic that doesn't keep Obamacare, because this phase one bill starts with it amends Obamacare. It doesn't repeal it, doesn't replace it.
Wow. All right. Tyler O'Neill, thank you so much for joining us. And your materials can be read, including the articles about Obamacare and this replacement or would-be replacement, at pjmedia.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye now.